Very often on those online course platforms, they will control the pricing. They will have very low pricing on the courses because they're more operating on a volume level versus a quality level. We want to shift that completely around. We want to be the ones running the ads. Now, this may mean that either you run the ads, you learn how to do that, or ideally, even better, you pay somebody to run the ads for you. You have a person that really knows how to run those ads, and you pay them to run the ads for you. Welcome to the Online Course Mastery Podcast, where every week you learn the insider secrets to mastering the online course business so you can transform lives, impact the world, and enjoy the lifestyle business of your dreams. My name is Dave Espino, and I've launched 90 of my own courses myself and helped others make millions with their courses. I want you to be next. And on this show, you'll learn the secrets to online course mastery. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Dave Espino. And today I want to talk about the dirty little secret of the online course business. You see, I've been in the online course business for many, many years, produced 90 courses. And one of the things I've seen that's really critical and really important is there's a lot of people coming into this business, into the online course business, and they get all excited about creating their course, and they do create their course, and then nothing happens. And that's because this industry and a lot of people in the industry are not teaching us how to market our course. That's what I call the dirty little secret of the online course business. You can get all excited about creating your course. You can actually do it, create your course. And then nobody shows you how to sell your course. And that's a problem because I actually get angry when there's actually like entire businesses out there that are helping you create your course, but then they don't take you the next step of the way. So to be successful with online courses, you need marketing. In fact, I would say the easier part of those two things, creating your course and then selling your course, the easier one of those is creating your course. Now, it may not seem that way to you when you're creating your course. You might go, man, this is so difficult. This is so hard. This is such a challenge. But once you've done it once, you can do it again and you can do it well. The harder part is marketing. And that's because very few people out there are teaching and training how to market your course. So that's the dirty little secret. Now, if you want a consistent stream of high income with your course, then you're going to have certain elements in place in order to make that happen. One of the key elements that you're going to have in place is you're going to be running ads. You're going to be running ads wherever your key target market hangs out on the internet. So if your key target market hangs out on Facebook, then you're going to be running ads on Facebook. If your key target market is more of a business-oriented market, then you're going to be running ads on LinkedIn. If your key target market is skews a lot younger, you're going to be running ads on TikTok, and so on. So you want to be running ads where your key target market hangs out, number one. Now, most online course creators will run ads on Facebook just primarily because they have one of the biggest shares of audience and they have great targeting. You can target any age, any demographic, etc., right? So that's totally great. But understand that either you are going to have to be running ads or the platform you place your online course at are going to be running ads. Now, the issue, though, the problem is that if you put your course on a platform where they're running the ads, guess what? They're going to take the lion's share of your course sales. They're going to take a big chunk of your course sales because they have to run the ads. They have to pay for the ads, right? And very often on those online course platforms, they will control the pricing. They will have very low pricing on the courses because they're more operating on a volume level versus a quality level. We want to shift that completely around. We want to be the ones running the ads. Now, this may mean that either you run the ads, you learn how to do that, or ideally, even better, you pay somebody to run the ads for you. You have a person that really knows how to run those ads, and you pay them to run the ads for you. The reason this is all going to work out great is because the second element that you need in this scenario is you need to have a high-ticket course. So although most people define high ticket as $5,000 or more, I'd like to define it as $1,000 or more only for purposes of marketing. If you have a $1,000 course or a $5,000, let's say, coaching program, then you can afford to run ads and make a good return on your ad spend. So the first element is you've got to run ads. The second element is you should have a high ticket course. Now, the whole process of creating a high ticket course is really a matter of solving a big problem for your students and then offering them the right elements in that high ticket course that is going to further help them solve that problem. So it could be any number of things. You could add worksheets. You could add an app that helps them track things. You could add an ebook or a guide, or you could add SOPs, you know, standard operating procedures for what you're teaching, and so on. You could add a little bit of coaching, group coaching. You could add a Facebook group for support and things like that. All these things that you add to the main course that you created help build it up to a $1,000 course or more, right? The bottom line is the more of you that they get, the more you should charge. So I'll give you an example. I have a Done With You program that I charge $5,000 for. And that's because they're getting me live for 12 weeks, actually helping them build out their whole course, their whole campaign, their whole marketing, everything, right? So they're getting a certain amount of me, right, in that scenario. Well, what if my team and I just do it all for them? Guess what? That's going to be a higher ticket item, right? Because now they're getting even more of me and my team actually doing more of it for them. And in that scenario, they're buying speed. They're getting a lot faster to the result. Now, I could also have a do-it-yourself program where I simply give them the content of how to do it, but they don't get any of me, right? They don't get any of my coaching, my time. They don't get me in a Facebook group, anything, right? And that one would be even lower ticket. So you could have a low ticket, which is do-it-yourself. You could have a higher ticket, which is done with you. And then you could have the highest ticket, which is done for you. And if you've got your systems dialed in place and you know what you're doing and you even have a small team helping you to do your business, then it's really pretty simple to simply transfer that team and you to that that individual student and that client, right? Now, the two elements. Number one, you're going to have to run paid ads if you want consistency of sales, right? Not just a big flood of sales and then it goes back to crickets. So if you want consistency, you're going to want paid ads. Two, you're going to want a high ticket course. And then once you've got those two, there are probably about four or five ways to actually market your course. Four or five proven ways to market your course. Number one is a webinar funnel. You run ads to a webinar registration page. People register for the webinar and then they show up live. A certain percentage of them show up. And then you do a webinar model where you're teaching a little bit and you're training, but you're also at the end showing them how you can further help them. Number two is a challenge model. A challenge model is where you have 5 or 6 days, sometimes 10 days of training. And so you're building up the know, like, and trust factor. And then at the end of that, you've got a pitch to your course or your high ticket program. Number three is an application funnel. This is for really high ticket. And an application funnel is where you've got a video perhaps on a page and you've got some sales copy and you're establishing authority, credibility. And then you say, hey, I'm going to be working with a few people on this. And if you're interested, go ahead and apply to work with me. And then the fourth funnel is the product launch funnel. The product launch funnel is where you send out a series of emails. You have people opt in. You send out a series of emails with perhaps a video in each email. And you're building anticipation for the actual launch date of the product. And then that is launched typically with a video sales letter. Those are great models, and those are proven models, and they work great. The amazing thing is that because I'm a student of marketing, I love marketing, that's all I do really, is I have come up with a hybrid model that actually has the best of the webinar model the challenge model, the application funnel model, and the product launch funnel, all wrapped up together in a hybrid marketing model. And this hybrid marketing model has given us returns of like 5x return on ad spend, right? So we're getting a great return, 500% return on the amount that we paid for ads. Now, imagine that if you could do that. Let's say you, let's say you paid like $1,000 in ads, you got $5,000 back, right? And the next time you do it, you put that $5,000 into ads and you make $25,000 and so on. You can scale that very, very quickly to some high levels because you're getting such a giant return on your ad spend. People say if all you do is get one-to-one return, that's great because you can then offer them additional products and so on. It costs you nothing to acquire a customer. If you get 1-to-2 return, that's amazing too. You're doubling your money, right? But 5x return on ad spend is pretty exciting. And so I actually have a hybrid model that we teach. We have a done-for-you program as well as a done-with-you program. So if you're interested in any of that, I would invite you to visit our page at infopreneurcoaching.com. Infopreneurcoaching.com, and that's where you can learn a little bit more and potentially book some time to work with us and work with my team and help you to get your course marketed and sold. Thank you for joining me on the Online Course Mastery Podcast. Have you tried launching an online course and it wasn't as successful as you expected? Have you wondered what the difference is between you and people making millions from their course? If that sounds like you and you want to experience online course mastery, you can schedule a call with me. Visit infopreneurcoaching.com to book your call. I've personally launched 90 of my own courses and have coached members of Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, and Russell Brunson's communities, and I can help you learn the secrets to mastering the online course business. Again, head to infopreneurcoaching.com today to set up a call where I'll show you the next steps to success with your online course.